It's happened again. We've arrived at a parsha that does not have an official mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch. Parshas Balak, for all its excitement that's going on, does not have a formalized mitzvah as counted by the Rambam, so there's no mitzvah counted by the Sefer HaChinuch as well. However, it's not difficult to find out what mitzvah to talk about that relates to our parsha, because if one theme, one clear prohibition emerges from our parsha, well, I guess first and foremost, don't be mean to your animals. Fine. But also on top of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it very clear to Bilam that he doesn't want him to curse the Jews. Wouldn't you know it, there is actually one of the Taryag mitzvahs is not to curse the Jews. Did you know this? Not to curse the Jews is a mitzvah in Parshas. Wild guess? Parshas Kedoshim. If you said that, we're thinking that, too embarrassed to say. Why not? Parshas Kedoshim in Perek Yates and Vayikra, the Pasuk says, Lo Sekalel Cheresh. One is not allowed to curse a deaf person. Chazal learned out that it's not referring to one who is physically handicapped only. When the Pasuk says not to curse a deaf person, it means not to curse any person, even if you think they can't hear you, or they'll never find out. You're really angry at your boss, you're really angry at someone who swindled you, and you want to just wish them ill, say bad things, and maybe use Shema Hashem also, that God should smite down this person, and they don't even hear you. You're in your car, and you think that no one could possibly know what you're saying. That's the prohibition, 231, Reish Lamed Aleph and Kedoshim, that one is not allowed to curse a person, even if you think they won't be able to hear you. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses potentially three Sharshi HaMitzvah, potentially why it is forbidden to curse someone, even if they can't hear you. What exactly is the problem with taking out your anger verbally? Firstly, he says that there is some spiritual effect of our words. He says, based on what Onkelos writes in Parshas Bereishis, Hashem created Vayifach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim, God blew a spirit of life into mankind. And Onkelos says, what does it mean, a spirit of life? Ruach Mimalala. Excellent use of speech. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the power of speech. That is a divine, godly ability that we have. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, because it is our divine ability, there's a special connection between our speech and how God runs the world. Rabbi Galler spoke about it just last night, about the idea of Al Tiftach Pele Satam, which he quotes over here, that bris krusel is fasayim. Chazal say a special connection is created between a person's words, their lips, and the reality. And even if you think no one can hear you, the same way you're not allowed to cause physical harm to someone, you're not allowed to cause spiritual harm, which can be accomplished by speaking ill about them. If you say a God should curse someone, you never know. We never know which words are effective. We never know how our words are taken. And therefore, that's reason number one why it is forbidden to cause someone spiritual harm. When you curse them, you actually are having an effect, even if you can't see it. Secondly, and perhaps a little more on the rational side, he suggests that the problem is that you're actually going to cause fights among people. You're going to hurt people's feelings when you curse them and say bad things and wish them harm in their life. But the person's deaf, meaning they can't hear you, will never find out. So Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech says, Ha'ofa Shemayim Yolich HaKol. Sometimes you think no one's listening. You think it's never going to get back to the person, but you know what? It does. The tweeting of the birds, or the tweeting of social media. Sometimes you say something online, you think no one's going to know. Someone takes a screenshot, someone forwards a message to somebody else. Next thing you know, there's a whole big rift. It's a gigantic fight going on. I said it to a friend at a party in confidence. You never know when the words you say are going to get back to someone else and actually cause a terrible machlokas. Reason number two, aside from the metaphysical effects we have with our words, our words also have serious issues in hurting people's feelings, creating machlokas among people, even if we think that no one's listening. And third, he suggests, he quotes from the Rambam, another rational reason. The Rambam may not have ascribed to all the spiritual and metaphysical ideas. And the Rambam says, it's not because we're worried about you harming the other person with your words. It's the character of the curser, the person saying the bad words, that is the person who's going to be harmed. The Rambam says a person who is upset at their boss or upset at their friend, ex-friend, and they scream and they curse in the privacy of their own home. What does it do to that person's character? It makes them cruel, makes them vengeful, makes them angry. You know, old studies thought when a person got angry, the best method for getting it out was catharsis. You know, punch a window or, that sounds bad, punch a wall or scream into your pillow or run around in circles until you get all your energy out. That was like an old school of thought. Just yell and scream and no one can hear you and you'll get all your anger out. But more recent studies have found that anger begets anger. When you train your brain that this is my reaction when I'm upset, even when no one's around, no one can hear me, you're training yourself that this is how I react, and anger only makes a person more angry. Psychologists recommend these days opposite action, which means you feel like charging the mound, walk the other way. You feel like screaming, whisper. To give in to anger's urges, to give in to those vengeful tendencies actually makes a person more upset, more angry, as opposed to calming them down. So these are the three approaches that he quotes in Sefer HaChinuch 231. The idea of cursing a deaf person is forbidden because it could potentially cause spiritual harm, it could potentially cause emotional harm, and also makes the cursor, makes the person speaking, into a more angry, vengeful person. Clearly all three apply to Bilam, who thought no one could hear him when he cursed Bnei Yisrael. The Jewish people aren't even in the narrative. Most of the parsha takes place on the mountains, behind the scenes. First of all, Chazal have an understanding that his words could have actually had harmful powers when God, for one moment, was angry. Plus, we did find out about it. Somehow, we did find out, and we took vengeance against Bilam for doing so at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. And thirdly, for his own character. Chazal have Bilam on a very short list of people who lost their Olam Haba, because it does turn a person to an evil, vengeful, arrogant person to use their words in a harmful way. Just to end off, he concludes that a person who speaks badly and curses someone else in the name of God is actually punished with malchus for doing so, which is very rare, he points out. Normally, we have a rule, you're not chayav malchus for a lav she'ein bo maisa. Anything that doesn't involve physical action, you can't be chayav malchus for. And here, it's only speech. But Chazal learned out of Maseches Temura, which is an actual real Masechta, and Daf Gimel, Chazal say that the person is chayav malchus. I'd like to suggest, perhaps, fitting our theme very nicely, you might think that speech doesn't have a real maisa, doesn't actually harm people. You know what? Chazal say, it does. You're chayav malchus just like murdering. Well, you're not chayav malchus for murdering. You're chayav malchus just like any physical action that you do to harm someone else. So if this is what happens to our words in the negative, how much more so in the positive? We have the ability to give positive spiritual blessings to each other by davening for each other, to create shalom and to build people up with our words, and of course to become kinder, better character people with the words that we say and all the davening that we do.